Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. In this week's episode of the podcast, I want to share with you the seven areas that I'm going to be focusing on to monetize in property throughout 2021, and where I feel all property investors should be looking to make money through this period. So let's start with number one, converting one bed flats into two bed flats. We've seen through the pandemic that there's been a drop in values of one bed flats in a lot of major cities throughout the UK. Now, the reason for this is that a lot of one bed flats are rented by people who commute to work, maybe have a home some other part of the country, and live in an apartment in their city where they work from Monday to Friday. But also from a lot of single people, or maybe couples with no children, who are renting a one bed flat. Now, the demand for these has dropped massively for rental during the lockdown as people have been furloughed and working from home. As we go through 2021, 2022, we may not see a return to the same demand for these flats because a lot of people will be continuing to work from home in many situations. But also, when the furlough comes to an end and people are starting to lose jobs, and it's predicted that 2.6 million people in the UK will be unemployed once furlough has come to an end and people realise they don't have a job to go back to, what will happen is a lot of people are going to be scared. A lot of people are going to be looking to save money. And what will happen is these people are going to want to move from the one bed flat into a house of multiple occupation rather than move home to live with mum and dad. So they'll rent a room maybe in a shared house, shared accommodation. So big, big opportunity here to go to look at purchasing one bed apartments while the price has dropped and convert them to two beds. So you're ideally looking for a big floor plan, one bed apartment where it's got a separate bathroom, separate kitchen, separate sitting room, and it's just one bedroom. And look to make the kitchen a second bedroom and move the kitchen into the sitting room to create a kitchen diner open plan space. There will be demand for two beds. The reason for this is two beds are typically for a family. So maybe a couple, they've got one or two children. Two beds are likely to hold their price much better than one beds, and because you can pick the one beds up at a discount due to less demand, you can really add good margin in the uplift from a one to a two. So that's my tip number one. Tip number two is raising money. There is going to be a huge opportunity throughout 2021 for raising private finance to build your portfolios. People are scared. They're printing money right now. The banks are printing money, but people are scared. People are trying to get their money out of the banking system. The banks only protect £85,000 of somebody's saving. That is what is insured. If you've got more than 85 grand in a bank and that bank goes bust, and Northern Rock did in the last recession, if that bank goes bust, you are only insured for £85,000 of your money. However, it's not just about the banks going bust. It's about interest rates. Savers have seen 10 years of low interest rates. And just as the rates were about to head upwards, they've been cut down to the lowest they've ever been, 0.1%. And there's talk of them even going negative. What does that mean? Well, right now at 0.1%, you're getting virtually nothing for your savings. If it goes negative, you're going to actually have to pay the bank to keep your money in the bank. A lot of people are looking to get their money out of the banking system and into property. These people don't know how to find great property deals though. They've not been educated. They've not learned how to invest correctly. So big, big opportunity for them to invest their money passively in one of your developments. There's going to be a huge rise in private investor funding throughout 2021. You need to be looking at it. You need to be looking to raise that money right now. Use the 3-foot rule. Everyone within 3 feet of you, no matter where you are, needs to know that you are in property and you're looking to do deals in property and you're looking to work with other people. You would be surprised how easy it is to raise money once you start telling people that you're looking for these property deals. That moves on to number three, joint ventures. Not everybody is going to want to just lend money for an interest rate return. Some people are going to want to joint venture, so they want a share of the pie. Now, if you're looking to do joint ventures, do be careful. You need to make sure that you're working only with sophisticated investors. There's FCA regulations. So FCA regulations PS13/3. Make sure you just Google FCA regs to make sure you stay compliant when doing joint ventures, and certainly when marketing for doing joint ventures. But those that look at joint venture opportunities next year, big, big opportunity. I do a lot of joint ventures, a lot of projects. We do 50-50 splits where the JV partner, the sophisticated high net worth individual, they put the funds into the deal. I find the project, we manage the refurb, we manage the property long term, and it is a complete win-win. Time poor individuals, cash rich, they don't have the time, the knowledge, the experience to go and find these property deals. They actually don't even want to, but what they don't want to do is just lend their money. What they want is to have their money working in a deal where they get a share of the uplift in that value and a share of the long-term cash flow. So don't rule out joint venture opportunities. It's going to be a big, big player through the next few years as well. On to number four, buying businesses. So I run a letting agency. I've got a number of JV partner property businesses, but I run a letting agency at the moment as well. And what we're looking to do right now with our letting agency is we're reaching out to all agents within a few mile radius of our office, letting them know that if they're struggling, if they have any problems during the next period of time, to reach out to us. We're looking to collaborate with them, buy them out, joint venture with them, whatever it may be. Big, big opportunity. Businesses are struggling right now out there. Doesn't need to be just letting agencies. Maybe you've got other ideas in business, other businesses you'd like to get started in. Now is the time. You can pick up businesses in 2021 for very, very little money in the right marketplaces. And you can scale those businesses up over the next few years. One of the biggest challenges with starting a business is the start, literally finding a place for the business to work out of, finding the staff, getting the clients, all of this is the biggest challenge when you're starting a business. But if you buy into an existing business, then that is already in place for you. You've got the staff, you've got the systems, you've got the clients, you've got the building. All you have to do is then scale that business back up. Number four is creative strategies. So back in 2009, 2010, 2011, after the last financial crisis, now I know we're not in a financial crisis this time, we're in a health crisis, but there is the same effect on the economy. People are losing jobs. Number five is creative strategies. Back in 2009, 2010, 2011, when there was the financial crisis, house prices dropped significantly. People found themselves in negative equity, but people were also fearful of buying property. The general public were fearful of buying property because they were worried about house prices dropping even more. They were trying to time the market. You cannot time the market, but the uneducated property people were thinking, we have to wait, we have to wait, we have to wait. And what this meant was that people that needed to sell could not sell their properties. Estate agents row back in 2009, there was tumbleweed. Nobody was looking to buy property except professional property investors, those that were trained, those that understood the market at the time and understood creative strategies. Big opportunity back then for lease options, for exchange with delayed completions, vendor finance. Those opportunities are going to be massive again in 2021, 2022, 2023. Big, big opportunity. There's going to be landlords looking to sell portfolios because of Section 24 as well as COVID. They've had a double hit. Section 24, where if you own property in your personal name, as of this year now, you cannot offset a single penny of your mortgage payment. So if you've got a mortgage on your property and you own it in your personal name, you are now paying tax on that mortgage section. It's crazy, but it is true. And that means that a lot of people who own property in their personal names are going to be looking to sell them. They've had enough. They've got hit by extra tax. They've been hit by the potential drop in the house prices, and they're going to want to sell, but there's not going to be the buyers out there. Securing creative deals like lease options, exchange with delayed completions, there is going to be a massive demand for these strategies through 2021 and onwards. So I am scaled up, ready to go with these strategies. I've been teaching them for a number of years. I wrote an Amazon bestseller, No Money Down Property Investing, that talks about all of these strategies. Now is the time for these solutions. And number six is rent to rent, where you control other people's property on a rent to rent agreement, but to do it in a profit share basis, not guaranteed rent. So rent to rent over the last few years, a lot of people have been doing guaranteed rent. I've been doing guaranteed rent. But since March last year, I've been telling my students to pivot, to change to profit share. You take a share of the profit with the landlord. What you are doing is you're taking none of the downside, but 50% of the upside. The landlord gets their property taken care of. They get it looked after, rented out. They get some income coming in to cover their costs. You make money from the profit and you don't take any of the downside. It's a great way to scale a business, a great way to create cash flow, and certainly a big opportunity if you're already a letting agent as well. You've already got properties on your books. Offer profit share agreements to your landlords. And finally, commercial conversions. So commercial to residential conversions. Amazon had killed the high street. COVID has completely finished it off. Some of the biggest names on the high street will never open their doors again. There's empty commercial buildings all over the country. Huge opportunity to convert these commercial buildings to residential. But the big opportunity has come in the middle of COVID when Boris Johnson and his government announced a relaxation in the permitted development rights. What that means is that it's easier now to get permitted development on a commercial building to convert to residential, even in conservation areas. Now, I'll give you an example. When I opened up my letting agency in 2017, I actually bought the building in 2016 and I bought a cafe. It used to be called Bread and Roses Cafe. Now, it was a closed down business that had failed and I picked it up at a really good price. However, I had to wait almost a year to go through planning and change of use, because it had a commercial use as a cafe and I wanted to change that commercial use to an office space, a letting agency, which is classed as an office. I had to wait for planning. I wait for the council to approve it. It took months. If I was to buy the very same building today, I could convert it under permitted development and make it a letting agency within a few weeks. So don't just think about commercial to residential conversions. But what about commercial to a different commercial use? There is opportunities. Maybe you want to look at offices. Maybe you want a new office for your business. Maybe you want to do a mixed use. So you've got part office, part apartments. So my letting agency, there's going to be apartments upstairs and the letting agency is currently running on the downstairs. So big opportunity through 2021 with commercial to residential or commercial to commercial, where you use it as a different type of commercial. Permitted development has been relaxed, even in the conservation areas, and watch out for even more relaxation. It's very likely with the government at the moment are 300,000 houses a year short in new build properties, new houses needed in the UK. There's a shortfall of 300,000 per year. What that means is it's very likely the government are going to relax laws as well, or even more laws around house building. Maybe we'll see a lot of greenfield even been used as house building. So keep an eye on the government, keep an eye on what they're doing, keep an eye on all of the changes they're going to be making to try and incentivize developers, incentivize property investors to start to convert some of these empty commercial buildings and also build more properties. So they're my seven predictions for the property market for 2020. So they're my seven areas of focus for me in property through 2021. These is areas that I think you should also be looking very closely at. So let's run through them quickly again. Number one is looking at one bed flats and converting them to two beds. Number two is raising money through private finance. Number three is joint ventures. Number four is buying businesses. Number five, creative property investment strategies like lease options, exchange delayed completions, and vendor finance. Number six is rent to rent, but on a profit share basis. And number seven is commercial conversions, whether that be to residential or to a different use class within commercial. So that's all seven of my areas of focus for 2021. I'd love to know where you are going to be focusing in your property business in 2021. Do you agree with my seven areas? Have you got any others? Maybe it's something I hadn't even thought of that I would love to add to my list. Here's what you should do. Go join the Progressive Property Facebook community. There's over 34,000 active property investors within the community, helping, sharing, supporting each other on their journey. To go into the search engine, type in Progressive Property Community and click join. Tag me in on a post in there and let me know what your predictions are for 2021. Also remember, join the Progressive Property YouTube channel. There's lots of new content in there every single week. I'm doing lots of YouTube videos myself personally. I've just done a series on refurbishing a property to show you right through from start to finish. Well worth a watch. So go over to the Progressive Property YouTube channel and hit subscribe as well. And remember, the Progressive Property Podcast, it's now out twice per week. It's on iTunes and it's on Stitcher. So make sure you're subscribed and listen out for each of the episodes every single week. You've been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing.